Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Across the area, scattered showers and thunderstorms in the upper 50s. We'll see wind gusts as high as 20 miles an hour. Tonight, mostly cloudy skies. We'll continue with rain showers, few rumbles of thunder in the mid-40s. For tomorrow, scattered rain showers early, otherwise cloudy skies around 60. Tomorrow night, becoming partly cloudy, upper 30s. And Friday, sunny skies, temps around 70. Right now, it's 46.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. Good Wednesday. The Valley Center School District planning to vote Thursday on whether to drop its mask and social distancing requirements. The discussion comes after board members received a complaint from former Sedgwick County Commissioner Richard Renza, who opposes all COVID-19 restrictions. The board held a special hearing on Monday to discuss the complaint from Renza, whose son attends the Valley Center High School. He invoked a new state law that requires a speedy hearing for anyone objecting to COVID-19 restrictions. Yesterday, the Blue Valley School District canceled a meeting called in response to the new law after a parent who attended refused to wear a mask or leave. The Kansas Department of Revenue's Division of Vehicles has launched Know to Drive Online, a web-based version of its driver's testing exam. The Know to Drive Online testing portal is available 24/7 on the Division of Vehicles website. And Kansas weather forecasters calling for cooler temperatures across the state today. Mid-America Network News.
The spring cleaning event is going on now at Midwest Kia. That's right. We're rolling up our sleeves, cleaning up our lot, and marking down over 300 quality pre-owned vehicles just for this event. That's 300 quality pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs at low, low prices, including a selection of vehicles under $8,000. You'll find your next vehicle at a price you want, and you'll always experience Midwest Kia's better way to buy. We'll have appraisers available on site to get you the best deal for your trade-in, and we always want to get you approved. What are you waiting for? Head to the Midwest Kia Spring Cleaning Event. Over 300 quality pre-owned vehicles with many under $8,000. Come see us or shop online at MidwestKia.com. Example 2012 Ford Focus. KE996A. Accelerator. Credit will affect down payment. APR term and vehicle. Negative equity applies. Minimum balance. Split approved credit plus tax and fees. Not all customers qualify. See dealer for details. Expires 4/30/21.
Police in Wichita searching for a suspect in the fatal shooting of a man after a dispute in the drive-thru lane of a fast food restaurant. Police say 19-year-old Quentin McIntosh Jr. died after the shooting late Monday. Police Captain Jason Stevens says McIntosh and his girlfriend got into an argument with people in another car at a Burger King. McIntosh followed the other vehicle and eventually both cars stopped. Stevens said someone in the second car fired several shots at McIntosh's car. His girlfriend alerted officers who were working a traffic stop nearby. McIntosh died at a hospital. Police continuing to search for the suspect. Governor Laura Kelly signed a bill, largely supported by Republicans, that requires public schools to offer a full-time in-person learning option for all K-12 students. The governor said currently all Kansas schools already offer in-person attendance options, but added Senate Bill 63 serves as a testament to her administration's efforts to get Kansas back to school, work, and back to normal. Rick Everett, Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Every driver is different. So is every car insurance policy. At Blue Valley Insurance, we get it. That's why we offer an array of options, from affordable coverage options to extra services and money-saving discounts. We're here to help you build the best car insurance policy for your needs. What's more, the right car insurance coverage can help protect you and your loved ones in the event of a car accident, theft, or other covered loss. See us at Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, good Wednesday. Nebraska lawmakers have given initial approval to new workplace protections that would ban discrimination against employees based on their hairstyles. The measure advanced on a 38-0 vote through the first three required votes. Senator Terrell McKinney of Omaha introduced the bill to prevent employers from harassing or firing employees based on naturally curly hairstyles that are popular among black people. McKinney says he worked to address the concerns raised last year by Governor Pete Ricketts, who vetoed a similar version of the bill. Nebraska residents who stop working temporarily to care for a family member with a serious health condition could claim unemployment benefits under a bill advanced by lawmakers. Lawmakers gave the measure first-round approval with a 27-11 vote. The proposal by Senator Megan Hunt of Omaha would allow workers to collect benefits if they left a job due to family caregiving needs but are planning to return to work. Wednesday, Nebraska, Mid-America Network News.
COVID-19 has reminded us all of the importance of our health. Community healthcare system has safety precautions in place that mean you don't need to skip needed checkups or wellness visits. Parents, be sure to check with providers to make sure your children's immunizations are up to date and make time for flu shots this fall. It's never been more important to stay healthy. Let community healthcare system protect you and your family. Learn more at chcsks.org. Community healthcare system, enriching the health and lives of the people that we serve.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Investigation into the death of two victims reportedly found at a rural residence 2 miles northwest of Blue Springs Tuesday morning continues. This has been ruled a murder-suicide. Authorities were reportedly called to the north side of East Oak Road shortly after 10 a.m. with a report that a man had suffered a gunshot wound. He may have been outside with a woman inside, and both were apparent victims. Investigators found 49-year-old Jason Arnold and 40-year-old Brooke Cook, both of Blue Springs, dead when they arrived. The State Patrol says Arnold had a self-inflicted gunshot wound. The case is being identified as a murder-suicide. Again, the victims, Jason Arnold, age 49, and Brooke Cook, age 40. Marshall County Health Department reminds residents of the follow-up mass vaccination day, Thursday, April 8th, 6:30 a.m. until 5:30 p.m. at the historic Union Pacific Depot in Marysville. This is only for those people who will be getting their second dose of Pfizer vaccine. Over 800 residents received a first dose March 11th. Park on the west side, enter through the west door. A drive-through lane will be provided on the east side of the depot for those who cannot walk into the clinic. A reminder, this clinic is for booster, number two shots only, Thursday, 6:30 a.m. until 5:30 p.m. Please bring your white COVID vaccine card with you. Contact the Marshall County Health Department or CMH in Marysville if you need additional information. A COVID-related hospitalization was reported Friday in Marshall County, believed to be the first since March 8th. The public is further reminded that Phase 5 for the general population 18 years and older is now open. You're asked to call the CMH hotline at 562-4474 to get your name on the vaccine list to gauge how much vaccine is needed to meet the needs of the community. Also for those in Phases 1 through 4 that did not get vaccinated earlier, contact the Marshall County Health Department or CMH for a vaccine appointment. Some 1,800 doses have been administered in Washington County, with over 1,000 first doses and 700-plus follow-ups, as well as some 100 single shots. Anyone age 16 or older is now eligible, but an appointment call is requested through the Washington County Health Department. Washington County also reports a single case of COVID-19 locally as of this week. The Marshall County Conservation District is taking applications for the Kansas Reservoir Protection Initiative Cost Share Program, providing financial assistance to landowners in priority watersheds to implement sediment-reducing conservation practices to enhance efforts above federal reservoirs where water supply storage is impacted by sedimentation. Tuttle Creek Reservoir is among those targeted, where 49% of water supply storage has been lost to sedimentation. The Kansas Reservoir System is critical infrastructure during both flood and drought and is being diminished over time. The initiative provides an opportunity for producers above some key federal reservoirs to improve their land while benefiting downstream water resources. Landowners interested in participating are encouraged to contact the Marshall County Conservation District at 562-5343, extension 3. Many sediment-reducing conservation practices are eligible through the initiative. However, projects focusing on cover crops, large gully repair, reduced tillage, and nutrient management are highly encouraged. Applications for the initial round of funding will be accepted through April 15th. It's not guaranteed adequate funding will be available to provide financial assistance to all eligible applications. Additional details are available online through the Kansas Water Office website at kwl.ks.gov
Or again, contact the Marshall County Conservation District office at 562-5343, extension 3. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, turkey tetrazzini, garlic bread, mixed green salad, and blushing pears. Tomorrow, pork loin, a baked potato, green beans, and fruit cocktail. KNDY News time is 7:15.
With United Bank and Trust online banking, you have access to your hometown bank 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year at ubankonline.com. You can view account balances, access statements, and transfer money between your UBT accounts. You can also view account activity, pay bills, and even make loan payments without being limited by banking hours. Simply visit ubankonline.com to learn more. Online banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
RX Drugstore Marysville announces new store hours effective April 15th. Monday through Friday, 8:30 till 5:30. Saturdays, 8:30 till noon. If you can't make it in, call for arrangements. Free in-town delivery to Marysville and Frankfort from RX Drugstore with new store hours effective April 15th.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Looking at the forecast across the area, it does look like we have the slow-moving low-pressure system as well as an upper-level low spinning across the central and upper parts of the Midwest that will continue to bring rain showers off and on as we head through the day tonight, continuing into tomorrow. In some areas, as we head into tomorrow night, we also could see a few rumbles of thunder. It looks like we'll finally see dry weather as we head towards the end of the week, but we have another cold front that's going to push through as we head into Friday night. That could bring us a chance of rain. Otherwise, temperatures, we are seeing a cool down, it looks like, across the central parts of the Midwest in the 50s and into the 60s. So across the area, scattered showers and thunderstorms, upper 50s. We'll see wind gusts at 20. Tonight, we'll continue the rain showers, cloudy skies around the mid-40s. For tomorrow, lingering chances of rain, mostly cloudy skies, temperatures at 60. That's your forecast. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature, mid-April, 64, record high on this date, 87. The average low, 38. The record low is 16. Sunset this evening, 7:56. Sunrise in the morning, 7:02. We received just shy of a quarter inch of rain overnight here at the KNDY studios. A cooler start at 46 degrees under a cloudy overcast this morning in Marysville. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Wednesday, the 7th of April, KNDY News Time, 7:17. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Your road to better health starts with choosing the right hospital, and the best is closer than you think. Community Memorial Healthcare in Marysville has been named one of America's best hospitals for emergency care by the Women's Choice Award, the trusted referral source for women. Experience nationally recognized care close to home when you trust CMH. Learn more about the award-winning patient experience available at Community Memorial Healthcare online at cmhcare.org.
The last team to start the 2021 baseball campaign. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. After finally receiving the all-clear to start their season, the Nationals were rewarded for their patience thanks to rising star Juan Soto.
Runners lead first and second to pitch. Swing it away, drive it to center field, a base hit. Robles to third, it gets by, puts it to the wall. Robles coming in to score.
The call on WJFK, with their first four games postponed due to a COVID outbreak, Soto's walk-off single in the bottom of the ninth helped Washington rally for a 6-5 win over the winless Braves. In Boston, J.D. Martinez found redemption following his blunder on the bases.
He deals. Swing and a drive to right field. Arizona going back, still going back. Turns, and it's over his head, and the Red Sox win the ball game.
On WEEI, after being doubled up to end the eighth inning, Martinez's two-run double in the 12th helped the Red Sox walk it off on the Rays, 6-5. Tyler Naquin delivered a breakout performance for the streaking Reds.
Cahill gets the sign and his 2-2 pitch. And it's hit in the air. Center field, fairly well hit. Offord going back. He's at the wall. Offord looks up. Gone!
On WLW, Naquin homered twice and drove in a career-high 7 runs. Cincinnati pounded the Pirates 14-1 for their 4th straight win. The Reds also set a franchise record for the most runs scored in the team's first 5 games, 46. NBA, the Hawks could not miss from three-ball land in an historic third-quarter outburst.
Now Trae Young gets it up across. Right side pass, Lou Williams. Lou back to Trae in the middle. A long three by Trae. He's got another one.
On WZGC, Atlanta went a perfect 11-for-11 from three-point range, setting a new league record for the most made without a miss. The Hawks cruise past the Pelicans, 123-107. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
Lease a new 2021 Dodge Ram 1500 Warlock Quad Cab V8 for just $269 a month at Twin Rivers Beatrice. That's right. Drive away today in a new Ram 1500. Serious performance and rugged function with luxury appointments. MSRP 43,640, 10,000 miles per year with 36-month agreement. Tax, title, license fees excluded. 41,144 sales price. $47.50 lease rebates. Must lease through Chrysler Capital with approved credit. $299 due at signing with lease rate just $269 a month at Twin Rivers Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram West Court in Beatrice.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. The Ag Economy Barometer rose in March to 177. That's the highest reading for the barometer since the record high reading of 184 back in October. Organizers say this month's 12-point rise in the barometer attributable almost entirely to ag producers' more optimistic view of the future. The index of future expectations climbed to 164. That's 16 points above February's index. Although the index of current conditions at 202 changed little from a month earlier when it was at 200. Now, it did mark the return of the index record high first reached in December. Strong ag commodity prices and improved financial conditions continue to support the Ag Economic Barometer as it heads into planting season. The improvement in future expectations occurred even though producers are being increasingly pessimistic that the trade dispute with China will be resolved in a way that's beneficial to U.S. agriculture. Producers continue to be relatively optimistic, though, about making capital investments and becoming more optimistic about the value of farmland. Planting season underway. USDA released the first weekly crop progress report for 2021 this week. USDA says planting has begun for barley, corn, cotton, oats, rice, sorghum, spring wheat, and even sugar beets. By this time a year ago, 2% of the corn crop had been planted, 2% planted so far in 2021. 6% of the cotton in the ground, 1 point behind the same time a year ago. Meanwhile, 14% of the sorghum crop is planted, a percentage behind a year ago. Barley, oats, rice, spring wheat, sugar beets planting are similar to what we saw a year ago. Crop progress reports released the first workday of the week during the growing season from April through November. Those reports list planting developments, harvest progress, overall conditions of selected crops in major producing states. Those crops featured corn, soybeans, wheat, rice, sorghum, cotton, oats, barley, peanuts, sugar beets, and sunflowers. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
For all your gas and service needs, it's OK Service Station in Hanover. You'll get fast, friendly, dependable service every time you visit. They have fuel available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Ask how you can get a gas card for 24-hour fueling at OK Service. They also handle tires, tire repair, exhaust work, and oil changes, too. Stop by, say hi to the folks at OK Service in Hanover.
Market information, Mid-America Ag Network. Morning. Well, we had a tough day Tuesday for Kansas City. Wheat did not start well, did not finish well, just couldn't seem to get anything going. May KC wheat down 7.5 at 555.5. July down 7.75 at 562. Chicago wheat was lower on the day. Minneapolis wheat finished a bit stronger. May corn up 1 at 554.25. July corn up 1.75 at 541. Soybeans had some nice double-digit gains early in the day. Came off of that a bit, but still finished in the green. May soybeans up 6 at 14.18.75. July beans up 5.75 at 14.11.25. May soybean meal up a dime at 406.40. July was up 40 at 408.50. Bean oil did well. May up 111 at 53.92. July soybean oil was up 83 points at 52 even. So mixed numbers in the grains and soybeans as we wrapped up the day on Tuesday. Livestock numbers mostly higher. April live cattle up 135, 122.72. June up 20 at 124.62. All the back months were good. April feeders up a couple of pennies at 146.47. August up 80 at 160.95. The back months after that all up by more than a dollar. So all in all, a decent day for feeder cattle. Hogs were mixed. The April contract down 30 cents at 102.10, but May up a dime at 102.65. So all in all, we'll call it mostly higher as we finish the day in the livestock complex. Cotton had a strong day as far as the futures were concerned. May cotton was up 134 at 79.22, while July cotton finished the day up 129 points at 80.47. Market information from Mid-America Ag Network.
Wheat growers count on industry-leading high-quality AgriPro brand certified seed to maximize performance and profitability, particularly under demanding growing conditions. AP Roadrunner, new from the AgriPro brand for 2021, is a consistent top yielder in drought conditions. AP Roadrunner also brings good stripe rust tolerance, a good overall leaf health package, and Hessian fly tolerance to your farm. Call your local AgriPro associate to find the right seed for your acres. Find agronomic performance and data in a list of AgriPro associates at agriprowheat.com.
Attention farmers and ranchers, don't miss the Oklahoma City Farm Show April 15th through 17th at the Bennett Event Center at State Fair Park. See the latest in farm and ranch equipment and services along with live cattle equipment demonstrations. Arrive early for free coffee and rolls and register to win $1,000 in show bucks sponsored by Great Plains Kubota. Take a test drive and enter to win a zero-turn Spartan mower. Show hours 9 to 5, 4 p.m. Saturday. Admission and parking are free. Visit OklahomaCityFarmShow.com for details.
First and foremost, thank you, farmers, for all that you do to keep us fed, clothed, and moving down the road. Your hard work and dedication touches our lives every day in more ways than we will ever know. As a producer, you know how important having the right tool for the job is. So when it comes to risk management, you also know that there's one vitally important tool to help protect your operation, and that's crop insurance. So give me, Tammy Sedlogic, independent rain and hail agent at Alliance Insurance, a call to discuss all your crop insurance needs.
Raise a glass and have a toast to your health because it's World Health Day today on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, April 7th, the 97th day of the year. World-famous actor and martial arts expert Jackie Chan turned 67, and on this day in 1933, beer became officially legal to purchase in the U.S. Although some may argue that beer is good for you, on World Health Day, that's not the theme for 2021. Every year, the World Health Organization chooses a theme to focus on, and this year's theme is protecting health from climate change. Last year's theme was, appropriately, to celebrate nurses and midwives who became the faces of the COVID-19 pandemic. This year, you can celebrate World Health Day by organizing a conversation in your community and spreading awareness about how climate change affects the health of every person in the world. Do some good for World Health Day. And that is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
728 from KNDY. Brief round of thundershowers moved across the region overnight. We received just shy of a quarter of an inch here at the studios. Some received a little bit yesterday morning. We had just a trace amount before lunchtime yesterday. 46 degrees this morning in Marysville on a cooler forecast high only in the 50s for today.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Good Wednesday. The NCAA used the single-site concept for its marquee championship out of necessity. Now it could become part of the tournament's future. A day after crowning a national champion for the first time since 2019, NCAA Senior Vice President of Basketball Don Gavitt told reporters that the successful men's college basketball tournament held primarily in Indianapolis and exclusively in Indiana could create a late-round model for future tourneys. Gavitt said, knowing what we were able to pull off here in such a short amount of time, I think gives me and the NCAA staff an incredible backup plan if we're presented with another challenge. The new director of athletics for the University of Kansas arrived yesterday afternoon in Lawrence. KU Athletics shared a video of Travis Goff's plane touching down with staff greeting his family on the tarmac. The university announced Monday that Goff would take over for exiting director of athletics Jeff Long. Mid-America Network Sports.
KNDY.
I'll be there in the back of your mind from the day we met to you making me cry, and it's just too bad you've already had the best days, the best days of your life. Forget about what we had. Take a look at her and do you like what you see? Or do you wish it wasn't me? I'll be there, back in your mind from the day we met to the very last night. And it's just too bad you already had the best days of your life.
take a little ride with me. Have a look around, see what we can see. I got the paddle, I've got the boat. Come on, baby, I know she'll float. We'll go rolling on the river of love. We'll go rolling on the river of love. Drift away from all these city lights. Might rock a little bit, so hold on tight. Let's get carried away with the gentle flow. Might get caught up in its undertow. We'll go song. Got a stream of kisses.